This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. U.S. President Joe Biden has a talk with Russian counterpart for the first time since taking office. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
So what did he and Vladimir Putin discuss?
You.
The president joking with reporters not long after spokeswoman Jen Psaki said he'd raised several concerns with Putin.
Including the Solar Winds hack, reports of Russia placing bounties on United States soldiers in Afghanistan, interference in the 2020 election.
They also agreed to work fast on extending the last remaining U.S.-Russia arms control treaty before it expires next month. The new president wants to break from the warm rhetoric Donald Trump often showed Putin while also looking to keep diplomacy alive. He's not holding out hope for a reset, but rather a way of managing differences. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is announcing a restoration of relations with the Palestinians and a renewal of aid to Palestinian refugees. The announcement by acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills is a reversal of the Trump administration's cutoff aid to the U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Mills told the U.N. Security Council that this re-engagement with the Palestinians is key to the Biden administration's support for a two-state solution to the decades-old conflict agreed to by Israelis and Palestinians. He said Biden hopes to start working slowly to rebuild confidence on both sides. Most Republicans in the U.S. Senate voted Tuesday against holding an impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump, signaling that he is likely have enough votes to secure an acquittal. The House of Representatives voted January 13th to impeach the president over the question of whether he incited insurrection in the January 6th storming of the Capitol building. This is VOA News. Answering growing frustration over vaccine shortages, President Biden announced Tuesday that the U.S. is wrapping up deliveries to hard-pressed states over the next 3 weeks and expects to provide enough doses to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of summer or early fall. Biden, calling the push a wartime effort, said the administration was working to buy an additional 100 million doses of each of the two approved coronavirus vaccines. He acknowledged that states in recent weeks have been left guessing how much vaccine they will have from 1 week to the next. Shortages have been so severe that some vaccination sites around the U.S. had to cancel tens of thousands of appointments with people seeking their first shot. Tens of thousands of farmers who stormed the historic Red Fort on India's Republic Day are again camped out outside the Capitol after the most volatile day of their 2 month standoff left one protester dead, more than 80 police officers injured. The protests demanding the repeal of new agricultural laws have grown into a rebellion that's rattling Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. Their brief takeover of the 17th century fort, which was the palace of Mughal emperors, played out live on Indian news channels. The farmers, some carrying ceremonial swords, ropes, and sticks, overwhelmed police. A top ally of Alexei Navalny is now vowing to keep up the fight to free the jailed Russian opposition leader and his battle to influence this year's parliamentary elections, despite a government crackdown on nationwide protests. The above Sobel said Navalny's foundation for fighting corruption and his team's regional offices will continue to operate even amid the arrest of their followers and allies and the opening criminal investigations against them. Sobel herself is under investigation on charges of trespassing that she insists are bogus, that she's not afraid of being arrested. Tens of thousands of people demanding Navalny's release turned out Saturday across Russia, and nearly 4,000 were arrested. European Union is urging U.S. President Joe Biden to help draw up a common rule book to rein in the power of big tech companies like Facebook and Twitter and combat the spread of fake news. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said in a speech to the Davos World Economic Forum Tuesday that the way online platforms are doing business impacts their democracies, our security, and on the equality of our information. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.